with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Cynthia Freeman was 55 when she published her first book, A World Full of Strangers. That was some 15 years ago, and she's been turning out bestsellers ever since. No Time for Tears, Come Pour the Wine, and her latest, Illusions of Love. Freeman says she has always seen herself as young and vigorous and has no concept of aging.
Went to bed one night, 39, woke up in the morning and said I was 40, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and here my nose was exactly where it was supposed to be, the ears between the, you know. I had no idea what had happened, I mean, during the night. I don't know, they said I was 40, I still look 39.
After a long illness forced Cynthia Freeman to give up her interior decorating business, she decided to start a new career. Remembering an unpublished novel she had written 25 years earlier, Freeman went to pull it out of a box of manuscripts and mementos of younger days and discovered that the cleaning woman had thrown everything away.
She threw out a big chunk of my childhood. Because there were writings there, I mean, that wouldn't have made a damn as far as the world was concerned, but they sure helped me a lot on a blue Monday.
From memory, Cynthia Freeman rewrote the novel that became A World Full of Strangers.
Now, when I look back at that first World Full of Strangers, the content was the same. The theme remained the same. The only thing that was different was the author.
Freeman was confident she would sell A World Full of Strangers.
I knew I would be published, but I thought that I'd probably sell 5 books. Why? I have 5 relatives, and you know your relatives are going to buy a book.
Cynthia Freeman is a lifelong resident of San Francisco, where most of her novels are set. In Illusions of Love, she writes about a man who accidentally runs into an old flame on the street. With rekindled desire, he must decide whether to return to his wife or start a new life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I write like a writer. I'm an author. I'm not a woman or a man.
That's novelist Cynthia Freeman, who bristles when she hears herself described as a women's writer or a romantic writer.
I never think in terms of man, woman, gothic, or whatever, because I really don't consider myself a gothic writer, because I'm not, and I don't consider myself a romantic writer.
Cynthia Freeman says she's not happy with the dust jackets her publisher Putnam's uses for her books. She says the jackets, panoramic pictures, which look like ads for TV miniseries, may distort her image. In fact, Freeman's novel, Illusions of Love, is told from a man's point of view. It's about a successful banker caught up in a midlife crisis who must decide whether to stay with his wife or run off with an old love. It's also a multi-generational novel which traces the hero's Jewish roots to the gold rush days of San Francisco. While Cynthia Freeman had been writing for years, it wasn't until she was 55 that she published her first novel, A World Full of Strangers.
I never had any clear-cut fantasies or desires. I was going to be a star. I was going to be a big author. I was going to have my name in lights. I was going to be a bestseller writer. I wrote for the sheer joy of it and knowing that I had to do something productive with my life.
Cynthia Freeman has no patience for those who complain about the lonely, solitary craft of putting pen to paper.
I don't feel sorry for anybody who has a gift and says he hates it. So if you don't like it, go out and peddle fish. I mean, you know, there's always choices. I happen to be very grateful for the gift that I have, and I'm doing exactly what I was destined to do.
Cynthia Freeman, author of No Time for Tears, Come Pour the Wine, and her newest, Illusions of Love. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.